The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to our Tuesday sitting, and happy to have this opportunity to be with you this way and to sit. And as a prelude to our meditation together, there is a very, I like to think of optimistic or very positive view that the Buddhism has for the human being. It has a very positive and optimistic view of our potential, of what we can become, what we can grow into. And early Buddhism is a little bit careful not exactly to posit that we have some quality inside of inherent goodness, but it very clearly has the idea is that we have the capacity, inherent capacity, to act with good, to act beautifully, to act virtuously. And that acting is not only what we do in the world, what we say, but also what we think and how we relate to ourselves and how we practice with ourselves, like in meditation. And that we have the capacity to relate to ourselves in ways that are beautiful, relate to ourselves which are skillful and wholesome and helpful. We might not feel that way. We might not be in touch with that capacity, but it isn't so much that we have to be in touch with the capacity as it is that we begin to act that way. Not pretending exactly, but also not waiting until we only feel it. Even if we think it might be a good idea to act in healthy ways. And chances are that all of you who are participating here today are in fact acting, living in ways that express your goodness. The first line of goodness, the first area of goodness that the Buddha emphasized that can be a form of nurturing support for us and inspiration for us is to not kill, not steal, not engage in sexual misconduct, not to lie, and not to make your mind crazy with intoxicants. And to be able to know that this is actually a good thing, to let that be a basis upon which to appreciate oneself and to begin touching in, as we meditate, with our capacity for acting beautifully or with goodness or with, you know, in ways that are supportive and beneficial. So as you sit here, taking a meditation posture that's suited for you, and closing your eyes, what if we begin this meditation? What if you begin this meditation assuming that there's potential for goodness within you, and that you might be stressed or harried or preoccupied by things, so you can't quite feel it or know it. But maybe assume that that's the case. Assume that the fact that you're sitting in meditation, that you are now giving yourself the gift of not breaking the five precepts, the gift of during this time of not causing harm in the world. That this time, during this time, you are a person who is safe for the world, and that counts for a lot. And to assume that you have this potential for goodness, and that this potential maybe can be brought to bear on how you begin attending to your yourself in meditation, that there can be a goodness, a kindness, a safety, a generosity of spirit as you take your attention and let it gently roam around your body to see if you can gently relax your body, soften, not as a duty, but as a generous, kind act to this body of yours. The one body that's most intimate and most connected to you. Taking a few deeper breaths, just deep enough so that when you exhale, you can soften, relax the body. Then letting your breathing return to normal. And assuming that awareness itself, the capacity to be mindful, is itself a kind, generous attitude to whatever is known. And then within your body, as part of your bodily experience, letting awareness land on your breathing. Become aware of how the body experiences breathing. Perhaps allowing breathing, it's freedom to breathe whatever way breathing breathes, whether it's relaxed or whether it's tight, whether it feels free and easy or whether it feels controlled, no matter. Allow it to be how it is. Do not be in conflict with the breathing. But to know it kindly and generously. Taking a few moments to have a kind or generous attention to your mind, whatever is happening for you in your mind. Again, seeing if you cannot be in conflict with anything happening in the mind. And instead of being in conflict, to simply know it. All things appreciate being known, being seen. Allow your mind to be known and seen for what it is. And if it's easy enough as you exhale, to relax the thinking muscle. And returning to your breathing. And whenever your mind wanders away from the breathing, experiment with coming back to your breathing in a kind way, in a calm way, in a way that is beautiful or enjoyable, not being in a hurry, not jerking the mind back, but appreciating and valuing the ability to begin again, over and over again, enjoying, appreciating, starting again with your breathing, valuing your potential for goodness that's there in the very ability to bring attention to what is happening. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, you might, over the next 3 or 4 breaths, relax more deeply into your body. Soften in the body. Perhaps open in the body. Maybe with an attitude of opening to allow the blood to flow freely throughout the body. A receptivity in this openness in the body. And perhaps for a couple of breaths, to relax and soften in the mind, letting up on whatever you're thinking. And perhaps appreciating if you feel differently now than you did at the beginning of the sitting. Appreciating that difference, perhaps. Recognizing that if you're calmer than you were before, or more settled, or more clear, that this is a way of being where it's easier to avoid causing harm or speaking in harmful ways. That it's easier to be in touch with or to assume that we have the ability to act in supportive, beneficial ways for others. And you might take the last seconds of this sitting to consider how you might act, how you might speak, and how you might think with and about the people you'll encounter or have exchanges with on this day. Not to pretend, but to how is it when you're most settled on yourself? What ways are you motivated to speak, to act, and to think about others? It comes out of your goodness, your concern for the welfare of self and others. How is it that your meditation practice supports you to contribute to the welfare and well-being and happiness of the world?